one of my favorite camping traditions that I've never done before, but I've heard about, is you tell ghostly ghost stories around the campfire.
I love ghost stories. They can be so scary, but if you're under a blanket with a friend, then you're gonna be okay. And a lot of the times, they're just stories. It's not real.
My dad says it's not real at all. It's just for entertainment. Entertainment that you have inside the tent.
Oh, I love tentertainment. But we shouldn't have a campfire inside the tent. Oh. That is bad.
No, that's very dangerous. My dad says avoid danger at all costs.
It sounds like a pretty good idea.
Hey.
What?
Do you want to hear a ghost story?
Oh, I love ghost stories. I love getting scared, but then realizing that I'm totally safe and fine and everything's okay. But I love ghost stories. They're always about horrible incidents that happened in the past, and there's a spectral remnant rolling around and floating around and just scaring the crud out of everybody.
So, in a forest, just like this one.
Oh, God.
Surrounding a campfire.
Just like this one.
Just like this one. There lived a ghost of Raccoon's Past.
Oh, ghost of Raccoon's Past.
It was a raccoon ghost. And every night, while the marshmallows slept, snoozing in their tent, the raccoon ghost would come and he'd move around their stuff!
Oh, God! Oh, I'm scared!
So in the morning, when the marshmallows would wake up and exit their tent, their stuff was where it was supposed to be!
I shouldn't have asked that question.
Don't ask the tough question.
I won't.